It's Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Thanks for joining us. Comic lovers from across the state will converge in East Lansing this week for the annual MSU Comics Forum. This year's event features an artist alleyway, panel discussions, and keynote speaker Stan Sakai. Here to tell us more is Ryan Claytor, director of the Michigan State University Comics Forum. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. And Brandon Hankins is an MSU student who is part of this year's Artist Alley. Brandon, welcome to Current State.
Thank you.
Ryan, when many people hear comics, especially a comic gathering, they think of a comics convention. What is a comics forum?
Well, it's kind of a hybrid, at least ours is anyway, between a comic convention where fans meet creators and a comics academic summit where there's scholarly discussions about comics. So we try to blend the two of them. Basically, we've got an artist alley running concurrently with a bunch of scholarly panel discussions throughout the day this coming Saturday, and they're within feet from one another. So scholars can mingle with the artists and artists with the scholars and fans with everybody. So we try to make it kind of a unique event in that way.
But the comics convention is typically not quite so scholarly.
Traditionally.
That's the difference, right?
Traditionally,
there.
That's true.
What do you gain by bringing all of these different facets of the comics world together?
Well, I think we can only benefit from having knowledge of one another. You know, if the scholars, were just isolated and weren't talking to creators or fans or vice versa, I think it would be a much more narrow view on the medium. But I think bringing them all together kind of expands our view of the medium.
Brandon, there's a perception that comics consist of men in tights. How does the medium go beyond that?
Well, I mean, comics, like people think of comics as a genre, and they tend to associate that with superheroes and Marvel and DC and wearing tights. Comics is actually a medium of art, and like most mediums of art, you can have different genres and different ideas, you know, perpetuated within that medium. Like, you can have, you know, science fiction, you can have fantasy, you can have romance. It's not really confined by, you know, the movies or, you know, like Batman and Superman and stuff like that.
Okay. What? Give us an example of a really new, outside the boundaries approach to comics that doesn't involve superheroes.
I'll do one better. I'll do one that's been running for 30 years. Stan Sakai's own Usagi Yojimbo, as a matter of fact. One of the longest running independent books is about a samurai rabbit, essentially. And it's inspired by a real-life swordsman called Miyamoto Musashi, and that is one of the most beautiful books I've ever read in my life. And it's about a samurai rabbit.
Okay. A samurai rabbit.
Yes.
Ryan, as an artist, how would you say your work varies from the mainstream?
Well, my work is mainly focused on autobiography, so they're stories about my life, and they've kind of shifted throughout the years. When I first started doing them, they were more autobiographical strips, so they were like done in one page. But they've moved to more longer length storylines and started focusing on autobiographical theory and how that relates to the comics medium.
Autobiographical theory. And where do you present your work? Is this an online phenomenon?
It's printed in books, and you can pick it up in many places, comic book stores, conventions, my website, but it's to have and to hold. I initially publish on my website, but then publish in print.
Okay. You're kind of going against the mainstream there in a way. You're resisting the trend toward digitizing and going online. You're saying that the comic experience is really about a tactile thing, holding a comic book or some printed material in your hands.
I think it's different for everybody, and I don't think there's one right answer for that. I mean, all the mainstream publishers are kind of scrambling and trying to figure out what it is they need to do, if they're staying in print, if they're moving to digital, if they're doing both. And it kind of seems like the latter is what's happening, is doing both. You know, people want the convenience of having 50 books on their tablet, but then they also want the collectability of having a tangible item to have and to hold. And I was actually really surprised. Not a year ago, I polled my comics class here at MSU, and I said, you know, are you guys mainly readers of ebooks, or do you pick up physical comic books to get your comics?
Uh-huh.
And across the board, they said, we still buy physical comics. And I thought that, you know, the younger generation would be the ones to spearhead this e-movement.
Exactly. Well, that's exactly what triggered my question.
And I think it's really more a fact of, you know, we are so bombarded with electronic devices, computers, e-readers, phones, you name it, that, you know, there's kind of a movement back toward tactile, you know, things that you can hold in your hand. I mean, you see that with the boom of Etsy.
Vinyl records.
There you go.
Pops into my head as well.
Yeah.
We're talking with Ryan Claytor, director of the Michigan State University Comics Forum, and Brandon Hankins, an MSU senior and comic artist. We're talking about this weekend's MSU Comics Forum. Brandon, as a student as an aspiring comic book artist, what's it been like for you to attend conventions over the years?
It's been a pretty enlightening experience, especially with the Comics Forum. I've been to a few conventions before the forum. I will go to the Motor City Comic Con mostly, and you know, it's very big and very up to scale and very loud. And I like the Comics Forum because it gives you more of an interaction between like yourself and the other creators, and it being smaller and a bit quieter. It gives you more time to think and ask the right questions and, you know, process the information and just to network, you know.
But you feel East Lansing's a good place to host an event like this?
Yeah, I would say so. Okay. I mean, MSU has the second largest comics library.
The largest.
Oh, the largest. All right.
We're number one. for the show, you'll be displaying your work in this artist alley. What's it like to go from attendee to actually being showcased?
It is really exciting. I mean, I've taken Ryan's comics class before, and I've sold that comic a few times at different venues. But this is the first independent work that I've started and finished, you know, on my own since then, and it's pretty exciting. I get to see everybody who used to look up to and aspire to, you know, be like,
yeah.
And I get to sit next to them as opposed to across the table.
Rub shoulders with these folks.
Yeah.
We should point out that Ryan's got his young child here with him. So if you hear a sound that what appears to be a very young person, he's cooperating very, very well. Oh, I'm getting the hairy eyeball there for just a little bit. Ryan, we mentioned the Artist Alley. Tell us about some of the other features at this year's event, and tell us about Stan Sakai.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you about Stan Sakai first. He is an industry veteran that's been working for over 30 years. You know, he has decades of experience, and he has this really thoughtful book that Brandon told you about. He researches 17th century feudal Japan, and he happens to portray those stories in an anthropomorphic world. And we're really lucky to have him this year. He's been, really undergoing some tough times with his family recently. His wife has had a debilitating illness, and on top of that, his grandson passed away 2 months ago. So we're just really thankful to have him with us. He's not making many convention appearances, so if anybody's able to get out here and support us and support Stan, we'd really appreciate it. Bouncing over to the events for the Comics Forum, this is actually the biggest year we've ever put on the forum. We have the most number of artists. We have the most number of events we've ever had. We've started off at the beginning of the week with a gallery exhibition of Asian comics, and that is from the MSU Library Special Collections, which is the largest public collection of comics in the entire world. So there's other libraries that house more original artwork or more this, that, or the other thing. But as far as comic books are concerned, we have the largest collection in the world in our own backyard. So this is an exhibition from the Special Collections Library here. Tonight we've got a documentary film screening. Naji Al-Ali, an artist with vision. And all of these events that I'm mentioning are on the Comics Forum website if you want some more information. It's comicsforum.msu.edu. Tomorrow night, we've got an in-store signing with Nate Powell, who's a New York Times best-selling author and artist. He's been making the circuit around all of the major news networks with his most recent book that he illustrated, March. And tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock, we've got the, you know, spearhead of the entire event, which is the keynote address with Stan Sakai. Following that up on Saturday, we've got the artist alley and panel discussions running throughout the day from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Most of these events are on the campus of MSU, and like I said, more information is available at comicsforum.msu.edu.
Brandon, when was your first MSU Comics Forum? This is the seventh one. Which one was your first?
I got here 2009, so I guess the 2010 Comics Forum was my first Comics Forum.
2010. How has it grown just in the last couple of years?
Well, like Ryan said, it's like just grown bigger from year to year, and you know, it's different artists and like a different flavor pretty much every year, and that's kind of something I've come to anticipate and kind of enjoy. Like some years you would have, you know, a few guys from Marvel come in and talk, like Ryan Stegman, who does Superior Spider-Man, was here 2 years ago and also last year. And this year it seems like a bit more focused on independent work, which I enjoy. So I'm looking forward to that.
I want to ask both of you a question. Do you wish there were greater awareness of the comics world among the mainstream, or do you prefer that you inhabit this own little kind of universe that you do? Brandon?
Okay. How I feel about this is I don't necessarily think that the mainstream needs to, you know, know about comics like as a big huge thing, but I do think that there needs to be more of an understanding and respect of the medium, you know, as an art form and as, you know, not just this, you know, child's pastime, like grown adults like make and read comics, and it's not just for kids. It's not just, you know, like elementary school stuff. These are serious stories, and it's a serious work being done.
What about you, Ryan? Do you like being perceived as alternative, or does that irritate you?
I really don't mind the alternative perception. I hope that more people, as Brandon said, get to understand that the medium is far more diverse than they might think. You know, I mentioned this to my students on the first day of class that, you know, people kind of have this perception of comics as superheroes or comics as funny animals, when really, you know, that would be akin to walking in a bookstore and making the claim that all of these books are cookbooks. I mean, it's just an absurd statement. Hmm. And, you know, every genre that exists in books exists in comics. So whatever you're interested in, it's been made in comics. Sci-fi, romance, humor, horror, autobiography, fiction, nonfiction, historical fiction, anything you can name has been done in comics. So really, that's the perception that I would like people to know about.
Ryan Claytor is the director of the Michigan State University Comics Forum. We've also been talking with Brandon Hankins, an MSU senior and comic artist, about this week's MSU Comics Forum. Have fun, guys.
Thanks so much for having us.